Welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J.
Hallelujah.
Krisha, on assignment, out of state, but not gone, though. She's on the phone.
No,
Eric the Great, but Kathleen is not here today.
Trisha has not been resurrected. She's just on the phone.
Yeah, but I am so excited because we're going to bring on in just a few seconds the actor that plays Jesus in Jesus Christ Superstar, now playing at the Arizona Broadway Theater. You definitely want to go there and see it. Brett Travis, how are you?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you so much for calling in. Now, I haven't seen yet, I hope to next week, the version of, you know, certainly Jesus Christ Superstar at the Arizona Broadway Theater, but I have seen not only the movie, but the original cast in a play in Santa Barbara, an outdoor theater, which was fantastic. It is my favorite musical of all time. Tell us about...
We have that in common.
Oh, yeah, so you like it too. And there's a lot of great musicals out there, including what you did. Actually, you played, Burger and Hare, I believe?
Yeah, I just finished the European tour playing Burger and Hare across mostly Germany, and we went into the six surrounding countries as well.
Oh, my gosh. So you have a lot of experience. You must have a great voice, right?
I would like to think so.
Wow. Yeah, you'd have to, because, first of all, the music is just fantastic in Jesus Christ Superstar. But tell us a little bit about your background, first of all. I believe you graduated from Santa Fe University.
College of Santa Fe.
Yeah.
At the time, it was College of Santa Fe. It was then shut down and now been reopened at the Santa Fe Institute of Art and Design. And it was kind of in college that I fell in love with this show, because my best friend in college used to play this kind of every time he would clean his apartment, which was pretty often because we had a lot of parties. So I've been singing this music for a very long time now, and I just love it. I think there's no show out there that rocks this hard. I think the message is still really poignant today, maybe even more so than ever. And I think this piece just has a power to it that kind of blows everybody away and surprises everybody who touches it.
Now, Brett, I'm one of those who like sings. I sing the La La Land soundtrack in the car.
Sure.
And stuff like that. Do you sing Jesus Christ Superstar when you're driving down the road?
Maybe these days I'm taking a lot more vocal rest and I'm doing
okay.
A lot more singing in my car.
I bet.
Yeah.
But did you used to do? Did you do
a vocal
stuff?
Challenge? I mean, it's really crazy, and we do. We have a full band on stage. They're led by the incredible Kevin Finn. Mm-hmm. And we rock out for over an hour and a half every night. And then that ends with a very, very, very brutal crucifixion scene.
Oh, wow. So how close is it to the movie?
I would say it's not very close to the movie. But yeah. I think the movie came from a different time period and era.
Yeah.
In the movie, it was shot shortly after the Broadway show came out in the 70s, and everybody in the show is kind of wearing a blend of traditional biblical clothing, but also with real 70s flair, and it has a lot of 70s dance movement to it. So they really took what was going on with the Vietnam War and the time and everything that they had just been through,
right,
and civil unrest, and kind of filtered that through the movie, and the whole thing was shot around Jerusalem and in the Middle East.
Uh-huh.
So we've changed the setting entirely. We're kind of telling a completely different story with the same themes and
right.
Allegorical references.
But same music, though, right?
Same music, same everything.
Which is just fantastic. I mean,
yep.
There were, I believe at the time, there were several hits from the album, the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and just amazing. I remember back in the day I used to teach guitar. You know, I worked my way through college teaching guitar, and I did teach in one of my group lessons, actually at a recreational center, to little kids, Jesus Christ Superstar, the theme song. And
right on, yeah.
But back in the day, one of the parents got a little upset. She thought it was sacrilegious. I don't see that at all, and especially in today's times, you don't hear that at all, right?
I think you have to look a little deeper at this one. People always come into the show expecting a second Sunday school or, you know, to be taken to that biblical world.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's what Andrew Lloyd Webber originally intended. Andrew Lloyd Webber is a known atheist. So, and never one point in time in the show does Jesus do a miracle. It really is about the humanization of this man and
gotcha.
Telling a story through those eyes. It was really important to me to go through this show and make Jesus a real person with real emotions
sure.
instead of just somebody who spreads his arm wide and people blindly follow.
Right.
So,
Yeah,
I think that you have to filter this show through the allegories that we follow in today's day and age. I don't think it's necessarily any more or less biblical, besides that we're using all the original names, than allegories like Harry Potter or Brave New World or even The Matrix.
Right.
Jesus allegories run so deep in our culture, I just think it would be a mistake to show up to our show with preconceived views and ideas of what you think the story should be. Rather pay attention and see what we're presenting.
Now, you live in New York, right?
I do, yeah, New York City.
And I'm reading some of the stuff they sent, and it says, with your beautiful, wonderful, and extremely patient wife.
Yes.
So I guess you have a company called Muddy Hippie Pottery.
Yeah, I'm a potter. Real Jesus might have been a carpenter, but yeah. I am a potter.
There's some similarities there. That's, you know. Or maybe the movie Ghost with, I forgot his name.
Oh, yeah, the constant
potter's joke.
Yeah, exactly. So
I can't even work in my home without somebody trying to sneak in behind me and sing a little bit ghost for me.
So, Brett, tell us your two favorite songs of the whole musical of Jesus Christ.
I really like Heaven on Their Minds. My buddy Sean, he's playing Judas, Sean Smith. He is amazing. He is putting his entire heart into this show.
Wow.
And along that lines, I really think the confrontation scene, Last Supper, when things kind of come to a head at the beginning of Acts 2, is a really powerful moment.
Wow. So tell us, is there an intermission? Or?
There is an intermission.
There is?
The show only runs about an hour and 45 minutes, I think, including the 15-minute intermission.
Oh, cool.
It's a really short, intense piece of theater.
Yeah.
And it's running through April 16th. We go 8 shows a week.
So 8 shows?
Yep, we have 4 this weekend.
Wow.
It's a lot of time on the cross.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, sure.
Because, of course, you've been on a lot of traveling shows, a lot of traveling shows, musicals that have been away from your home base in New York, away from Broadway. How would you compare, because I've heard wonderful things about the Arizona Broadway Theater, how would you compare your experience being on this cast for this show at this venue?
I have to say, without any hesitation or any doubt, this is my favorite company I've ever worked for. Mm. There is so much love and passion with everybody who steps foot into this theater, all of the cast, all of the crew, everybody who works in the offices, even the waiters. I mean, they put so much of their heart and spirit and passion. I think that this show is really marked by their efforts and their love. This show has such a cohesive family feeling to it, and I would trade it for anything. I've never worked anywhere better.
Wow, that's quite a credit to the Arizona Broadway Theater, and a credit to you, too, and because there's probably this joint connection going on. And after the show ends, what, you said April 16th, I believe?
Yep.
What happens to Brett then? Where do you go?
Who knows what happens to Brett then? I am going to be going on a fabulous road trip with my wife across back to New York, and then, sky's the limit from there, really.
Wow. But you hope to, do you think you'll be back playing Jesus again somewhere, maybe at some point?
I hope so. I think that this show has a lot to say right now, and I think the more it gets produced, the better. And I think that I would love to do it again. It's a painful process on the nightly basis. I am so bruised up. I can't tell what's real and what's makeup these days. But I think that this show voices things that need to be heard.
Now, you got to have a lot of energy. This is a musical that has tremendous energy from all the actors and all the people involved in this. How do you, do you wind down once the show has ended, not the individual shows, but once the whole tour of the show has ended at April 16th, or are you able to wind down from every individual show?
I don't really know how I'm winding down these days. I'm not really winding down these days.
Yeah.
The show is taking a toll on me, but it is really worth it.
Oh, I can imagine. I hear the passion in your voice, and I'm sure that's exactly what you bring to the stage. This has to be a must-see for everyone. I just love the musical, and I can't wait. I think next week we're going to go see it. hopefully we could say hi to you backstage or somewhere.
I hope so too. Yeah, I just feel like this is a time on this planet when people need to band together.
Yeah.
And it's a really easy power play for those with all of the power to keep minority groups in the minority.
Right.
To keep people scared and confused and weak. But if we rise together, feel these feelings together, speak up, follow your heart and your beliefs and lead with love, we can shift the power back to the people and we can all be free and equal.
Wow, well said. Man, I can't wait to see this show. Well, let's see, we're pretty much at the end of our segment. Brett Travis, Jesus, from the lead role at Arizona Broadway Theater Company.
Happy Easter.
Yeah.
Happy Easter.
That is a perfect time, isn't it? And
yeah,
I guess they could probably go to the website and get tickets, Arizona Broadway Theater.
Yeah, you can get tickets at azbroadway.org or by calling 623-776-8400. We run for the next 4 weeks, and each weekend we have a brand new actress from the area coming in to play Mary Magdalene.
Oh.
Each of them are amazing, and they're each going to bring a totally different flavor to the show. I'm so lucky to work with all of them.
Oh, that is really cool. That is exceptional. Well, Brett, it's been a real honor and pleasure talking with you, and hope to see you next week, and good luck for the rest of the show and that road trip with your beautiful, wonderful, and extremely patient wife.
We're relying on the patience to hold through.
Okay. Thank you. Brett Travis, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys.
Okay. Well, man, you can tell this guy's probably a superstar.
Oh, yes.
Just like Jesus Christ, superstar. Have you not seen that? It's really a great movie and a great play.
I haven't, but I have seen Hamlet too.
Oh.
And that's the song. That's the movie that this song is from.
Oh, wow.
Rock Me Sexy Jesus.
Oh.
All night long.
Now that's blasphemy.
All nighter.
All night long.
All nighter.
Is that possible? I think that's a miracle.
Well, and if you like this song, you're going to love next week's Breakthrough Entertainment's April Fool's Day Comedy Special.
And we're switching to 10 o'clock next Saturday.
Don't forget.
So everyone, put your alarm to 10 o'clock, 10 to 11, Breakthrough Entertainment, live here. And I see Kimberly, Isaac, Emery watching right now.
Have a fabulous weekend, everybody.
All right. We will see everyone. We got 15 seconds. Let's do the 15-second countdown. This is Breakthrough Entertainment,
yes.
Live, 1480 AM,
KPHX.
Everyone have a great weekend. See you next weekend, 10 o'clock. Bye-bye.